We struggle with anxiety a lot more than we struggle with burnout, a lot more than we struggle with trauma. Anxiety is a way of life.
That's Mo Gordat, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today. And we have former chief business officer of Google, podcast host, author, and founder of 1 Billion Happy, Mo Gordat, making his first appearance on the show to talk about the four biggest factors of stress and what we can do to help ameliorate it. Here's Mo Gordat. Enjoy.
So why do we break then? You know, if we have an ability to carry stress before we break, the problem with stress, as I said, stress is a superhuman machine. It reconfigures your body in ways that are incredible, right? But we still break, and I and Alice found out that we break under three conditions, okay? One, like in physics, you break, an object breaks when the load applied to the object is bigger than its ability to carry it, right? So you can do that in one of two ways in humans. Either keep adding stress, okay? So your boyfriend says something annoying, and then your mother says something annoying, and then your best friend says something annoying, and. So the load keeps adding until there is a point where you no longer can carry the load and you break. That's one side. The other side is known as trauma, okay? And trauma is that very unexpected, too fast, too soon, too much kind of event. So one morning you wake up and you find yourself in an accident, and it is a trauma. Right? And it's a trauma basically because that amount of force that's bigger than your ability was applied so quickly that it broke you. That's one way we break. I'll come back to that in a minute and tell you what happens after because it's quite inspiring. The other way we break is what is known in physics as fatigue. If you've heard of fatigue, you know when you get those plastic wrapped things and you don't have a pair of scissors, so you start to twist them back and forth, right? And if you do that 17 times, eventually, in material science, what ends up is the tensile forces between the molecules fade, and so it breaks. Very interesting, huh? So fatigue, without a lot of force, can break you, okay? And that's exactly the biggest pandemic of stress in our world today. So trauma, believe it or not, is not that common. Alice is going to talk about that a lot in the breakout. What is very common is burnout. And burnout is the result of fatigue. It's the result of applying a stress to you over and over and over and over and over until poof, you wake up one morning and you can't get out of bed. Now, fatigue in that case in humans will have an equation. We burn out when the number of stressors multiplied by the intensity of stressors multiplied by the frequency of applying each of them multiplied by the time of application is bigger than your ability, okay? So it could be simple stressors, like your alarm in the morning is very, very loud, okay? But do that every morning and then snooze it 5 times, okay? And then there is one morning where you just wake up and you shout at your kids and everyone because you can't take it anymore, right? It's the number of stressors multiplied by the intensity of each, multiplied by the frequency of application multiplied by the time of applying each, right? So if you have a long commute, if the commute is 1 hour, it's more stressful than if it's 20 minutes, correct? So that's the second way we break. The third way we break is actually not about breaking at all. It's about the process of getting to breaking, okay? Which I think, again, is very, very common in our modern world today. Our way of breaking in the modern world today, if you really recognize the people around you, we struggle with anxiety a lot more than we struggle with trauma a lot more, sorry, than we struggle with burnout a lot more than we struggle with trauma. Anxiety is a way of life, okay? It's actually quite staggering because I'm chill like a cucumber, right? Nothing can, like seriously, very few things make me anxious, but anxiety is so common, and I really had to study that. And to understand anxiety, we need to understand four definitions, which is what I call anxiety and all of its derivatives. Okay, anxiety, fear, worry, and panic are all the same family, right? Let's talk about worry first. When you're worried, that means that you are suspecting there is a threat in the future, okay? You're not, the threat doesn't happen, you don't even have a confirmation that the stress will happen, okay, or the threat will happen, but you're just like, sort of like, yeah, you know, it's an economic crisis, I'll probably be laid off, and when I'm laid off, I'll probably go hungry, and I'll be homeless, and then someone will attack me in the street, right? You know, I'm worried about that, okay? So no confirmation whatsoever. Nobody has ever told you that you're not doing that well or that the company is going to lay off people, but you see Facebook doing it, you go like, it's going to happen to me too, right? So worry, if you feel worried, most of us, as a response to all four, worry, fear, anxiety, and panic, we respond by trying to resolve the thing we're afraid of, okay? When you're worried, you shouldn't do that at all, okay? When you're worried, what you should do is verify if there is a reason for you to be worried. So worry, the key word in worry is, I'm not sure, I'm just suspecting, I'm guessing, okay? So try to get yourself to one of two places, either No. What I'm guessing is wrong. There is no evidence of that. Or get yourself to a place of fear, okay? Fear is the second layer higher, okay? Fear is, I am confident there is going to be a threat in my future. I am confident there is going to be a threat in the future is the time where you start to focus on, you know, de-stressing by dealing with the threat. So if you tell yourself, no, I'm confident, there seems to be very strong rumors that the company is going to lay off 10,000 people and I'm probably going to be one of them, that's when you have a confirmation that there is a reason to stress. And the answer to that is, okay, if the threat is happening, what am I going to do about it? How can I find another job? How can I manage my finances better and so on? Now you need to deal with the threat. How about panic and anxiety? Very interesting when you understand the mechanics behind them. Panic is not at all related to the magnitude of the threat, at all. Panic is related to the time between now and the threat. When you panic, your brain is telling you the time between the threat and now is imminent. It's very short, okay? I don't think I have the time to deal with it. And so if you're feeling panicked, what do you need to do? Not deal with the threat, deal with time. And when you deal with time, what does that mean? It means I want to get myself more time, maybe by freeing myself up, or I want to speed myself up by maybe soliciting help or, you know, working faster or whatever. That's the answer to panic. It's not I want to deal with the threat. It is I want to deal with time differently. How about anxiety? The big one. Anxiety is the biggest one. Okay? Anxiety is not related to the threat. It's not related to time. It's related to your ability to deal with it. When you're anxious, you're either guessing there is a threat in the future or aware, confident that there is a threat in the future, but you're telling yourself, and I'm not going to be able to deal with it. I don't have the ability, skills, and resources to deal with it. And so what's the answer to that? The answer to that is very straightforward. Work on your skills and abilities. If you feel anxious, don't work on the stress. Don't work on the threat. Don't tell yourself, this is the way I can, you know, avoid that threat. Tell yourself, this is the way I can develop myself in ways so that I can deal with it and the anxiety will go away. And for most people I've worked with on the topic, when you tell them, okay, it's confirmed that there is a threat, it's confirmed that you're not ready, what can you do to be ready? The anxiety goes away. They suddenly focus on, what can I do to become ready for this? I'm not trying to hope that it's not going to happen. I'm trying to hope that when it happens, I'm going to be good enough to deal with it.
Big thanks to Mo Goddard for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, mogoddard.com. His Instagram is mo_goddard. And if you'd like to check out his YouTube channel, go to Mo Goddard Official. And he has two books, one of which is the most recent, being entitled Unstressable, A Practical Guide to Stress-Free Living, and his previous book is entitled Solve for Happy, Engineer Your Path to Joy. And if you'd like to check out the entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Becoming Unstressable with Mo Gorat. And I'll have a link to all the ways to connect with him and his work, along with a link to today's talk. It will all be in the show description below the episode, so you can go and check that out. All right, when you get a chance, please follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you taking out the time to do that. And lastly, follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see 1 minute inspirational and motivational reels of all your favorite speakers. All right, that is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.